everyone to our first episode of 2011. Happy New Year! We are still going to be bringing you home and garden tips for seasonal living. I'm Jamie Jenkins of ahamodernliving.com.
And I'm Teresa O'Connor from seasonalwisdom.com.
What a big year we've had. Did you know that this is actually really our first anniversary of Nest in Style?
I mean, it's great. And look at everything we accomplished.
Yes. So let's actually take this opportunity to have a year in review. And we have a really big couple of announcements that we're going to save at the very end. So you have to listen to us the whole time before you can listen to this exciting news.
But we won't make you wait that long.
Yeah, not that long. So just hold on tight. You know, in preparing for this episode, Teresa, I was thinking back to our first episode. Do you remember that back in December?
Oh, yeah.
All the technical difficulties we had to deal with, and you sounded like you were talking out of a tin can. But, you know, we still managed to launch our first episode without pulling each other's hair out. I think that's quite an accomplishment.
I think many marriages could have learned from us, Jamie.
We will be writing a book for first marriages.
How to deal with conflict, how to deal with crisis.
I know, exactly. Anyway, so that was a really fun first episode. You remember we shared gift ideas from some of our favorite garden writers, and you shared some crazy traditions about the holidays and winter plants that I wasn't aware of. So that was pretty exciting. And then, fast forward just a little bit, we spoke with Steve Aiken of Fine Gardening about how magazines are starting to use social media in finding new talent and gardening ideas for their readers. And then Laura Schaub, which this is very timely, actually. Laura Schaub took us behind the scenes of the San Francisco Flower and Garden Show. And since we've got some garden shows coming up in the very near future, we actually might post that on the podcast page, and you guys can learn some tips on, you know, how to make attending a show more enjoyable.
That's a great idea. And don't forget that we also heard insider tips from award-winning landscape designers like Susan Cohen of the New York metropolitan area, who had a whole different perspective than Rebecca Sweet of the San Francisco Bay Area in California. And yet they both really provided very valuable information about how to approach landscape design. We learned about garden coaching from Christina Salwitz near Seattle. And we also got some really fun information and stories about heirloom vegetables from Chris McLaughlin. Remember that?
Yeah, and I think if heirlooms is a new term for you, you know, you're a beginning gardener, that was a great introduction to gardening with heirlooms. It was a great podcast.
Plus, you know, Chris just recently authored The Complete Idiot's Guide to Heirlooms. She's really gotten good at explaining this in language that even the most beginning gardeners can understand. But we also got pruning tips. We got funny pruning tips from Billy Goodnick of the San Francisco, California area, who also writes for Fine Gardening and other publications. And Robin Hagland in the Northwest area gave us some excellent, excellent pruning tips. But I have to say, I really liked all your cool interviews, Jamie, that you did at the San Francisco and the Northwest Flower and Garden Show. I mean, you spoke with some big names. You spoke with Kathy Brenzel of Sunset Magazine, Jenny Peterson, who's an award-winning landscape designer in Texas, and then, of course, the famous Joe Lample of Growing a Greener World. And I think that was pretty amazing for our first few months, huh?
Well, thank you. It was really fun, and it was really exciting getting all those tips from the experts. And not to mention the local designers and artists at the shows. I mean, they have a lot of information to offer since they live there and they work in those growing zones. You know, and let's not forget about the great interviews we had with Teresa Lowe. You know, she's the canning expert now, and she's also the associate producer of Growing a Greener World. That's, again, Joe Lample's show. And then, and remember that your talk with Yvette Soler about growing edibles? I mean, that was such a fun interview.
That was so fun.
It was. And, and not to mention, she has a book coming out about growing edibles. It's called The Edible Front Yard. And I went on the Timber Press website. It looks like it should be available around February 16th of this year. So look for that, folks. It's going to be a great one. And then, and also when I was in Seattle at the Northwest Flower and Garden Show, I got a chance to hook up with Deborah Lee Baldwin, who is also now known as the Succulent Diva. She gave us some tips on growing succulents in containers, which is really, really awesome for us Northwest gardeners up here where it's super wet and not as dry. You know, and I especially liked your interview with Marianne Newcomer in how she helped the Idaho Botanical Garden build an English-style garden in a high desert. I mean, those two themes just kind of contradict one another, but she made it happen. So those were great tips she gave us.
That is so true, Jamie. I mean, England and Idaho could not have different growing conditions. I mean, Idaho has days that last for 12 hours or more. And I mean,
that's why it's so easy for you to grow those awesome tomatoes that you were talking about.
It's true. It's true. Our tomato plants reach like 6 feet or more. But I have to say, I'm still taking advice from that Seed Saver interview you did with Nan Sturman, who is a very well-known gardening writer in Southern California. And she talked a lot about starting plants from seeds and gave some excellent tips. She really demystified that topic quite a bit. But then we can't forget about the photo tips that we got from Krista Hansen, who works for Growing a Greener World TV show, and Laura Matthews of Punk Rock Gardens in Pennsylvania, who also was a photo editor for a long time in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. They both gave great tips. And hey, remember those dudes from Bike Lock who rode their bikes
across the country?
Yeah, they rode across their bikes across the country in support of local foods. And that was a really fun interview, too.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, in 1 year, it's been an awesome year. I mean, I'm so thrilled we got a chance to speak with all those experts.
I know. And to think that 2011 is going to be even better.
I know. We can't rest on our laurels.
No, we can't. So now I think it's some good timing about those big announcements, because some of those big announcements are going to be what's making our show even better for 2011. So, drum roll. Whew. Announcement number one. Teresa and I will be speaking at the number 2 garden show in America, and that's Northwest Flower and Garden Show in Seattle. We're going to be speaking on February 24th and February 25th at 1:30 on both days. And then Teresa, she gets the awesome opportunity to be participating in a panel called Incredible Edibles that is going to be led by Loreen Faulkner, which you guys may have remember we had her do an author interview on one of our podcasts. And that's going to take place on Saturday at 3:30. Now, Teresa, I know you're not the only expert who's on that panel. Who are some of the others you're going to be participating with?
Oh, gosh, there's some big experts. I'm like the newbie on the group. First of all, we got Joe Lample, who's one of the biggest gardening personalities in the nation there. And then Willie Galloway, who writes a lot for Organic Gardening Magazine and is a real expert on edible gardening. But the big star, besides me, of course, is Graham Keir. He was the galloping gourmet on television for years. So everybody's really excited to get a chance to meet him. He's doing edible gardening for the first time. And that is going to be at 3:30 on Saturday. So you can come listen to Jamie and I talk at 1:30 that day. And we're going to give tips for the time-crunched gardener and really show how you can use good gardening practices to save yourself time, money, and tears. And then you can come over and listen to these pros talk spontaneously about growing vegetables. I mean, what could be better, man?
I can't think of anything better. Well, I can, actually. Is that another announcement is that we're going to be speaking in Boston at the Boston Woo-hoo. Flower and Garden Show on March 20th. Don't exactly know the time. We'll keep you updated. So if you're going to be in the area and you're looking for a little winter stimulation, come on down. We'd love to meet you.
Absolutely. And that is not all. We've got announcement number 2, which is really, really big news. You can not only listen now to Nest and Style on iTunes and ahahomeandgarden.com, but you're going to be able to hear Nest and Style on Horticulture Radio every month. And we should tell you that these special reports for Horticulture Magazine are going to be reviews of our favorite garden tools and products and plants, as well as gardening tips. And we're going to talk about new tools, old tools, you know, time-tested and brand new ones, a whole mix of stuff. And you can find us at hortmag.com. And we really want to know what you guys think. So definitely come check us out there.
Yes, and those who are new to Horticulture Magazine, just a little quick background. Horticulture Magazine is has been in continuous publication for more than 100 years. I don't know if many people know that. More than 100 years, this brand has been around for a while. And it's also the source of ideas for avid gardeners like yourselves and ourselves, seeking information and inspiration on plants and design. So it's a great go-to resource for all the good stuffs about gardening. So like Teresa said, you can visit Horticulture online at hortmag.com. And you can also read some articles from well-known experts that we have already mentioned and that we've already interviewed on Nest and Style, Susan Cohan and Rebecca Sweet. And we're really excited to see them a part of the whole Horticulture family.
That's right. Every month they give an east-west perspective on landscape design, so you can just get more and more good advice for them. Now we have a third announcement that's, I would have to say, is equally as exciting as the other two, although that's hard to believe, but all good things come in three, and that is that my co-host, Jamie Jenkins, is now a book author.
Yay! I've joined the ranks of a garden writer. I have my own book now. Well, soon to be. It's not out yet. It's supposed to be out like any day now in February. It's called Garden Rules, the Snappy Synopsis for the Modern Gardener. I'm actually co-authoring it with Cool Springs Press editor Billy Brownell. And the book is basically a collection of cut-to-the-chase garden rules for beginning gardeners. Or you can think of it as homeowners who like the idea of having a garden, but they think they don't have the time to learn about or install a garden. So it's basically, for the beginners, it's cut-to-the-chase, everything you need to know about gardening. So I'm pretty excited about it. It should be really fun.
It's great. It's absolutely great. And so what's going to come up next? What can people look for?
Yes. Oh, that's like actually announcement number four. We're going to be starting a new garden expert interview series. And we've asked them how to save time, tips on how to save time in the garden, save money in the garden. I mean, this is like timely information, right? Every month or so, we're going to be doing our own little show, and then we'll end the episodes with these interview with these expert gardeners. And our first one that we're going to share is from Jenny Peterson, who is the award-winning landscape designer in Austin, Texas, that Teresa mentioned earlier, and Susan L. Morrison. She's one of the co-authors of an upcoming book called Garden Up from Cool Springs Press.
Well, I can't wait to hear those. So that'll be great. That starts, and that'll be on our normal Nest and Style podcast that you find on iTunes and here at AHA, Home and Garden. But you can also start in February every month to hear our special reports on Horticulture Magazine's website, hortmag.com. And we're delighted and honored to be a part of this. So please come check us out there too.
That's right. And until next time, go grow something.